Welcome to Monday Night, and we start with 1 hour of great music interspersed with radio legends like The Isle of Kevin, My Royal Memoirs, Late Lunch, Radio Cookery, not bad, eh? And Vectis Volunteers, in which we find out more about great island organisations and how you can help them. Monday evening will never be the same again. Well, until next week. Anyway, right, here we go. I think of this as my love story, recalling my first meeting with my queen, Doris. Checking back through my diaries, I came across these entries, so touching. And I wrote, "I'm in a bit of a state. I was just dunking my head in the bath to wash my hair with carbolic when there's a tap on the door. Quickly, I turned it off. The house is damp enough." Then Doris pressed her face against the window. I pressed mine there as well, thinking there must be a good reason for this. We stayed there for quite some time. My nose started hurting. It was so badly bent. But then she gave up, and when she pulled away from the glass, she yelled at me. "Are you going to let me in or not?" "Why, are you locked out?" "No, let me in. I want to talk to you." "You are talking to me. Just let me in, will you?" I let her in. She had a face you don't want to argue with. The sort of face that looks like it has lost the argument against the forces of gravity. But still, she's got a lovely personality, if you ignore the sudden violent karate chops. The whole point of her visit, apparently, was to invite me round for drinks and nibbles. Trouble is, I don't know what this means. Does she mean, come over, have a drink, and let's go to bed straight away? Are nibbles like prenuptials? Thing is, I'm not really sure whether I'd prefer a snogging session or a bag of cheesy watsits. Ah, well, happy memories. Stay tuned to find out what happened next.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
Doris asked me if I wanted tea. I said yes. She asked me if I wanted a pot. I said no thanks, I have full bladder control. She sat close, too close. She sat on my hand, which made sipping tea and swatting the flies quite tricky. She asked me if I'd like to stay the night. "Where?" I asked. She gave me a knowing wink. I asked her, "Have you got a tick in your eye?" She said, "No, but your eye is black." I said, "No, it isn't." "Well, it is now," she quipped, with a swift punch to the face. I spilled tea down my pants at this point and discerned that the evening wasn't going so smoothly. So I changed tactics. "Why don't I stay the night?" I said. "Okay," she said, "get your kit off," she yelled excitedly. So I carefully removed my rucksack, climbing boots, GPS, iPod, headphones, waterproof jacket, over trousers and binoculars, by which time she was sprawled on the kitchen worktop, swinging a leg provocatively. I stared, and within seconds, I was hypnotised. Coming up next, the final instalment of King Kev's and Doris's love story.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
Our love story came to a head one night. There was a tap on the door again. I remember, I'd spilled Tizer right down the fly of my best paisley shorts. You know, the ones with the turnips and the snake belt. I went to the door, dabbing my private areas with a jiffy cloth, and Doris's eyes lit up when I swung open the stable door. She threw me to the ground, tore my shorts off, and rushed off home to put them in the washing machine for me. I asked her what cycle she was on, and she said she wasn't due till next week. What did she mean? I'll never know. I blew her a kiss. She blew one back. I had to open the window, though. The stench of stale kipper and eggnog was just too much for me. Then something seemed to snap. She leapt to her feet, and it was only then that I realised her knicker elastic had gone. But somewhere in the middle of all this flirtation, we kissed, and we both knew that something was growing between us. I turned back, and Doris told me she wanted to be my queen. The rest, as they say, is history. I wonder if one day they'll make a film of our love story. Ah well, that's all for this week. See you again next week. Toodaloo. Welcome to Monday night, and we start with 1 hour of great music interspersed with radio legends like The Isle of Kevin, My Royal Memoirs, Late Lunch, Radio Cookery, not bad, eh? And Vectis Volunteers, in which we find out more about great island organisations and how you can help them. Monday evening will never be the same again. Well, until next week. Anyway, right, here we go.